Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. At 51551 is our text number. Let's quickly go, wash your hands. Let's quickly go to Donna Cooney, Councillor Donna Cooney, Green Party. Donna, it's just people were tweeting us this morning with photographs. This incredible, it's called a Tree of Life. It's located on the coast road, just on the edge of St. Anne's Park. Yeah. Do you want to describe it first? Because it's a joy to behold.
It was a joy to behold. And in fact, there was two stages. He came back, the artist Tommy Craig. This is commissioned by Dublin City Council. And this guy is an award-winning artist and tree carver. He carves dead trees. And he's done it in Tokyo and around the world. And he's won all sorts of awards. And Dublin City Council Parks commissioned this work on this tree that was dead on the corner. And just, you know, if people know where the causeway is,
it's just off that.
And it was so well loved that I suppose it's probably one of the most, you know, when it was first unveiled, people didn't know what it was all about. And it was all over social media. And then he came back and he put even more work into it, and he put turtles in and octopuses. There's every creature you can imagine, and there's more and fascination. You can find more in it the longer you look at it. And children love it. All ages love it, but children love to stop by and have a look at it.
And
you
it's unique in Ireland, isn't it?
It is unique, yeah. I don't know of any other one like this. I believe he has done some other, the one up in Santry. I think there's some tooth, a large tooth that people wonder what that is outside the dentist. But there's nothing as elaborate as this this work.
The way he did it, and which I didn't fully understand until about the 15th time I visited, it's called the Tree of Life because at the base of the tree, which is the bit that's been severely damaged, is underwater. Water life, then you have land life, and then you go up into the sky. It finishes with eagles and seagulls and swans at the top. So it's from the bottom of the earth, so to speak, to the top of the sky. That's what it represents.
Yeah. It's like biodiversity. So where we came, all life came from the sea, you know. So so that's, you know, from the water, from the sea, that's where life emerged and then left onto the land, you know. So it's a beautiful piece, and it's had a lot of damage on it. I'm just hoping it's not structural damage.
What do you think happened, Donna, and when?
It was seemed to be fine yesterday, so it must have been last night. I got a shock to see it this morning. So the guards are investigating it. I'm thinking there could possibly be some CCTV footage of it because there are cameras in the locality. So I'm asking the guards to check that out. Dublin City Council, I've gone on to Dublin City Council Parks. I'm assuming it is vandalism. I don't know that there was any big thunder and lightning storm last night. So it looks to me as if it was started from the base. You can see all the charcoal and everything in the base.
But how would you? You'd need an accelerant to set that tree on fire, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not an expert on, you know, on whatever pyrotechnics or whatever, you know, so I wouldn't know. I'll leave that for the fire services who will do an investigation, but I don't know.
No, my point is it wasn't somebody who came along for a picnic with a trangia. This was deliberate. You'd have to throw petrol on it to get that ignition.
It would have to be deliberate. Okay. I mean, it's not something, you know, that could happen by accident, you know.
Donna, you say there's CCTV, but
I'm hopeful that there is.
But there's no dedicated CCTV focus on that tree. No, that's the problem.
Not on that.
Well, they need that. Well, I wonder what some company like Netwatch, I think they're an incredible company based in Carlow worldwide. And they actually, not only do they put up CCTV, but they put up a voice, an amplifier. So if somebody does damage the tree, the person, it's a 24-hour monitoring service, the person monitoring, I presume they're monitoring hundreds of cameras, say, hey, you with the green jumper with that bottle in your hand that you're pouring over, the tree and trying to light the Gardaí are on their way or whatever. It's an incredibly effective system, by the way. But anyway, I would just wonder, would...
Well, we probably knew that because, I mean, we've had the same with the other sculptures as well with the Luke Kelly. So, I mean, and there's been a lot of vandalism and littering and fly dumping along that causeway as well lately. So, I mean, it would actually be a good idea if we could have that sort of surveillance.
Brian Corcoran, 51551, my chance. Brian, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you? Nice to talk to you. How are you keeping?
Given that we're radio, how do you describe this incredible tree?
Well, it is the most, I think, Joe, it was an old oak that became very unsafe, right on the corner of St. Of Watermill Road on the seafront.
So
right
probably
the
a hundred, few Anthony. Hundred years old, the tree.
Oh, absolutely.
Was.
It's huge. Okay. It's huge. It would be like a metre and a half, if not 2 metres across.
Okay.
And over a period of months, going back over a couple of years, I saw this guy doing it. Mm-hmm. The artwork in it is unbelievable. He has birds, he has eagles, he has dolphins in it. It's just amazing. I watched them several times over a period of several months, doing it with a chainsaw. As a piece of sculpture, it is just outstanding. And I think this guy won all sorts of awards worldwide for his sculptures, using chainsaw sculptures.
Okay.
And now, when you look at the work that Michael Hartford and the crew have done in St. Anne's Park, it's a fabulous park.
Yeah,
absolutely stunning.
Special jungle.
And isn't it really? Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, it's not too far from your neck of the woods at all. And the stuff they've done in St. Anne's Park, like I describe St. Anne's Park, if you describe it as a beautiful cake, this is the icing, perfect icing on a piece of cake. And some tow rag, some piece of scum decided to start a fire at the base of it, I think only yesterday evening or last night. And they damaged one side of it up to about 10 or 12 feet, I would say. 3 or 4 metres maybe. And you're probably aware of it yourself, Joe. You know the tree, do you?
Oh, I know. I love it. Yeah.
Yes,
I love it.
It's most... Absolutely.
And it's like somebody was saying to me this morning, well, it's like if someone damaged the spire, which would be awful as well. And I said it's not because the spire can be manufactured again and replaced.
Absolutely.
This tree took hundreds of years to grow. Then it moved into another stage when it was in danger. And some incredible genius in DCC thought of this tree sculpture. I know we've a great one in Ireland called John Hayes. He's based in Waterford. And Tommy Craig came along and created over a long number. Like, we won't do the run over says, but there he was. I used to see him up on the scaffolding.
Yeah, I went up. I spoke to him. I was just fascinated with the work. Yeah. I actually had the honour of actually speaking to him. He had an assistant there, another a woman who was an artist who was helping him. And I spoke to him and I had to just praise him. I just thought, this is an amazing work. And I mean, he was there day after day working on that. Not actually sure how much time, but it took months.
Yeah,
and he came back, he came over, he started it and then he came back and he did even more work on it, you know. So,
okay, John Hayes is the man I just mentioned. John, good afternoon. You're a tree sculptor.
I am indeed, we get to have a bit of fun messing around with trees, but I'm just after hearing the news there and it's not nice.
do you know the tree?
I do, I actually know it well. I actually visited Tommy up at it.
Oh, did you?
I did actually, when it was originally, when he was carving out the swan on at the very top of it, so it's kind of
incredible.
Like a nature piece.
Yeah.
And there's a chap, Richie Clark, actually helped in the design of that tree for Mead, another Irish brilliant carver. Richie helped in the design of it, but it takes a long time to be able to do that kind of thing, and takes a very short time to be able to destroy it.
You seen the damage to it, John?
I haven't actually. No, I just heard it. I just see it on Facebook. I've been kind of... I took a little time out with the corona to kind of get the body back in action, in a sense. But,
I just wonder, can it be repaired?
Yeah, well, I would say so, Joe. Sorry to interrupt there.
Brian,
I don't think it's terminal.
Okay.
But it's bad enough. Yeah. It's nasty enough, you know.
Yeah. I done one from me up in Lucan there. It was a big giant troll for a play park at one time. And it wasn't in, I'd say, 3 weeks. And they put wheelie bins and stuff around it to burn it. And it took me, but I did go back up and repair. Funnily enough, what can actually happen a lot of the time with the tree is an old Chinese way of preserving the timber was actually putting it on fire, and I actually burn a lot of the sculpture, and then you would sand it back. So it can be repaired.
Okay.
There can be repaired. I might mummify it a little bit more. And once you do the sculpture, you put it in the public domain, you hope. I have to say, in general, across the board, I've done sculptures all around the world and stuff, and they tend to do is just so Mickey Man. Now, what I'd always say to a person like that who'd done it, I'd love to talk to him and ask him why, because, you know, I'd like to say to him, come and work with me on a sculpture, give it a go, and you see the amount of effort it takes to do it, and you actually might dine down it. So instead of burning it down and being a hero for a few seconds, which I may, or so being a bit of a gilly goat to say, look how mad I am, why don't you come and work with me for a while, and I'll show you what's involved in it, and then you might have a little bit more. And I've done that with young teenagers down here with projects, and funnily enough, after they were finished, they actually protected it. Like, if anyone went near it, they were like, oh, yeah, we done that, you know. So I often find the person that done it maybe needs a little bit more help than just burning the sculpture then.
Okay, we'll ask Dublin City Council what their plans are, and would somebody...
Well, if I can help out in any way...
I'll update. I mean, as I say, I've got on to the parks manager and the area park manager.
And Tommy Craig,
well, I've tried to contact him. I think we follow each other on Instagram, so I'll try and get a message to him. He's not on Twitter. When I tweeted it out, I couldn't tweet him on that, but I know he's on Instagram, so we do follow each other.
Donna, while I have you there, what way are you voting?
I spoke for yes. I'm as always the optimist, and I think it's better to be in there, and there are some really good things.
Donna Cooney, Green Party Councillor, Clontarf. I'm told that Rebecca, our producer, was talking to Tommy this morning, and he was very upset. He didn't know that had been set on fire, and we sent him some of the photographs. Okay, John Hayes, what are you working at the minute, John?
We just started back there about a week ago. So I'm actually doing a big project up in Swords at the moment. It'll be getting unveiled next year. It's going to be a nice piece up there. It's nearly 70 foot long. Wow. And then we have another couple of pieces around Dublin, big giant Vikings and stuff like that. And we're working on the Guardian project for the South East here, which is the Irish Statue of Liberty, basically. It's 200 feet high. So, we head off around the world then. That's all cancelled. The World Championships were cancelled this year, so we can't wave the Irish flag for a while. But hopefully next year we go back and see can we win a championship for Ireland. But
okay, well done. That's an incredible. It's and good. I actually think now that people are discovering hidden gems like this tree, I think people will say, why can't we have? People will be using parks more, and I think attractions like your incredible, skillful work, John, and your
very kind fan
is
with Dublin Council, I will say, are very proactive in that. Lawrence, there's a chap I deal with up there, and he's very much about getting families out into the public and you know, enjoying nature again. So
we need him.
A bit of fun with it. So
we need parks now more than ever. Okay, John Hayes, Brian Cox,
Donald
Coon. Thank you, Joe. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Well done to the boys. Thank you.
Okay, here. 51551, my chance.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
As I said to you earlier, we were contacted by listeners who came across the Tree of Life on the Coast Road in Dublin. It's an incredible creation from an old oak tree, and somebody set it on fire last night. And Tommy Craggs is the sculptor. Tommy, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hiya, Tommy. First of all, congratulations. It is a magnificent piece of art. It really is stunning. But have you seen the damage, Tommy?
I've seen a picture,
And what do you think?
It's not as bad as what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like broken, you know, or something, but it's fire damage. It can be repaired.
Oh, it can be. Brilliant. And how would you repair it, Tommy?
You would just push the black off and resand it.
Resand it, okay. How long did it take you to do?
Around 9 weeks altogether, I think, three periods.
That's incredible. And many animals and birds and many different species.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't count them. quite a few.
And Tommy, who did the design?
It's the design was all in my head. I just had to pick the animals from Bull Island and St. Anne's Cork. And I just fitted them where I could.
Oh, so you were up on scaffolding, weren't you? When you were up on the scaffolding, Tommy, did you have a drawing in front of you?
No. I had pictures on my phone of different animals.
Wow. It's incredible.
Keep looking at
it. It's incredible. Is it your biggest piece you've ever done?
Yes, it is, yes.
Oh, magic. And Tommy, do you know how old the tree was?
Oh, I'm not sure. Has to be 100 year old at least.
Yeah.
But it was a macrocarpa tree. It wasn't an oak tree.
What type of tree was it?
The Monterey cypress.
Oh, macrocarpa. Okay. Yeah. And is this the first time a piece of your work has been damaged so severely?
I had a piece done when I first started carving a lot 10 or 12 years ago, pretty local to where I live.
But
it was also set on fire.
Yeah, but to try to set your piece on fire, they would have needed an accelerant. They would have needed petrol or something to throw on it.
Well, it's had a lot of coats of oil on it, which is quite flammable.
Is it okay?
If you set it light, you know.
And would you welcome? Oil. A number of people have suggested that there should be CCTV on it. There's a number of street poles around it that they should just put up a camera directly onto the tree.
If they want to keep it there to stop people doing this kind of thing, yeah, they should do.
That'd be a good idea. Okay. Have you been contacted by Dublin City Council to come over and have a look at it, or?
No, not yet.
Yeah, and how are you managing during the lockdown?
Okay, I'm from my workshop, which is okay.
Yeah. It's an incredible piece, Tommy. It really is. You deserve every accolade. It's one of the most remarkable pieces of sculpture, I think, that's been. And as you say, you made it up as you went along, which is stunning, absolutely stunning. And I hope it can be reclaimed. You're saying that clearly. It is reclaimable.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
If they don't get me over at the scores in England, I could do the job.
Okay. Tommy Craggs in Durham in the UK. Thanks indeed. And stay safe, Tommy. Thanks. Sorry, I'm
over time.
Yeah, keep the faith. I'm over time. It's a minute past 3. Apologies to Ray. Fergus Sweeney, producer Ray Darcy next.